Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Time made me see now the mystery. Taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right, bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings every night, my love I bring to you.
All right. All right. Welcome back to the Real Talk for Real People study show. My name is Yom Sufar Reef. Along with Cartrell, my brother and friend from New York City, and Sister Yehuda, my sister from Detroit, Michigan, have put together a comprehensive, simplifying praise Yah study session so you can stop being educated by your oppressors and be educated by your brothers, sisters, and friends. Because we feel this study will give you the greatest bang for the buck, so to speak. Meaning, you're gonna everything that you need to know was the most highest concern. You know the do's and don'ts. You know what plugs you in and what keeps you plugged in. And you'll know that everything is not roses and cream. And sometimes there's thorns with roses. You've been lied to and told that just get in this organization here. And this ain't no organization. But just get into this organization we got for you. And you're going to have peaches and cream. Ain't nothing going to go bad for you. Everything going to be just hunky-dory. Why has that been working out for you? We don't offer you fantasy on the Real Talk for Real People study show. We offer you facts. And even that being said, sometimes these facts are quite cruel. They may appear to be cruel, but nevertheless, the Most High is not judged by any man or woman for his cruelty is concerned. Because we're looking at it from a human perspective. Not looking at it from each other's perspective, we can be quite cruel to one another. But the Most High is never cruel to us. And sometimes, in these studies, you'll see that sometimes we're tested. Sometimes we test our own nerves sometimes, but we're tested. The fact of the matter is this. Can you complete your tasks? Can you go through your tasks, not unscathed, but can you complete the task? It's just like being in the Navy SEALs, so to speak, with Most High. Much more deep and in-depth than the Navy SEALs. They're trained to ignore the things that are going around about them, the pain, the suffering, the degradation. They're trained to complete their task. Sometimes the Most High trains us in that fashion, much more greater than the Navy SEALs. But can you handle the task? Can you complete your task? So, we try to point these out to you and get you to understand that it's not about fantasy. It's about facts. And the God of Abraham, your soul should praise him and all that is within you, as we do, because of the fact he is your creator. He don't need no approval from you to do whatever he wants to do, whatever he wants to do, however he wants to do it. But can you complete your task? That's what Sister Yehuda and Cartrell, my brother and my sister and friend, like to point out to you in these studies. Don't get it twisted. You're tested sometimes. And as I said previously, it may be seem cruel to you. But handle your task. Handle your task. But before we get started, some of you know that I volunteer for the Red Cross services. I've been doing it since 2017. I will be resigning my volunteer work with the Red Cross. Reason being, one of the reasons, the primary reason, they have informed us that all employees and volunteers, if they are to meet publicly with the public, they are to have their vaccines. They crazy as hell. I'm the volunteer, and I volunteer to excuse myself. Nobody tells me to take a damn vaccine when I'm trying to help y'all out. And therefore, I would not be working further. I will resign this come Monday, and I will turn in my badges and whatever credit cards I have in order to assist the public. Sometimes you have to do something. Sometimes they had to make a move. I have to make a move. You have to make drastic moves sometimes. They feel that they have to make a drastic move. I feel that I must make a drastic move. And so to counteract that move, I will be resigning. It was nice while it lasted, but sometimes all good things will come to an end. You will have to make a choice in life. And I don't like people telling me what to do anyway, especially if they're not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. So that being said, I bid them farewell, and I wish them well. And I'd like to make a comment on contemporary subject matters. France is upset with America. Reason being, America pulled the rug away from France by virtue of signing a deal with Australia to help them build nuclear submarines. Now, France had already made a deal with Australia to do a diesel, the old diesel submarines, which are not all that great. America pulled the rug away from under, and France is not too happy about it. And Joe Biden went over and said, we did clumsy. No, you didn't do clumsy. Let's clarify that bit. You did underhandedness. That's not comedy. And then these are weapons of war. So I could care less if France is upset or America is being underhanded. Makes me no, never mind. These weapons are weapons of war. And so France has said that America and did a declaration it would help out in the so-called land they call Africa. Now, I don't know what the hell they're doing over there, but they shouldn't be over there in the first place. They going on to help somebody else with some other mess. You know, so they caused a whole lot of mess. Now they're going on, they want America assisted in creating more chaos and confusion over there in somebody else's homeland. But woe be into anyone if you ran over to France and started anything, if you ran over these United States of America, this Western Hemisphere. Here's what if some of you fail to notice about universal white race supremacy. Let me clarify this for you, what's really going on. You got two nations. Universal white race supremacy is a universal concept. It makes no difference if it's in these United States of America and or France, which is the case. And sometimes they have falling out. These refined nations, so-called refined nations, just like any mob boss. Sometimes mob bosses have fallings out, and then, you know, they get it, they look tissy and whatnot. Sometimes they put soldiers on the line to get hurt. And then sometimes mob bosses and get together, and then they make determinations on both each other's best interests, which seems to be the case with America. And like a defined analysis with mob bosses, and if you know you studied mob bosses in these television series and so on and so forth, mob bosses have a tendency to say, just like they said in Don Corleone in The Godfather, when they were trying to determine these mob bosses, where they were going to sell drugs to the community. And the Don Corleone, he didn't want drugs. He didn't want to have anything to do with drugs. But one of the other mob bosses said, no, we're not going to sell it to our own. We're going to sell it to the colors. They ain't got no souls anyway, the colors. And so what America and France is doing is selling it to the people, the so-called colors. Whatever mess they're selling, they're about to sell it to the colors. And the land they call Africa. It always goes that way with mob bosses under the system of universal white race supremacy. All right. Let me bring my dear brother on. I brought Sister Hootie on yesterday first. Let me change it up. Let me bring Brother Cottrell on first. And Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, oh my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yam Suf Ari. May the Most High bless you. And Sister Yehudi, may he bless you also.
Thank you very much, my brother friend. And may he bless your family also.
I appreciate that.
Anytime.
Well, if you think about France and you think about America and you think about Haiti,
yep.
These people have no business in Africa.
Exactly.
At all, with their track exactly. record in Haiti. If you treat exactly. the Haitians the way you've been treating them, then we know how you're going to deal in Africa. And
exactly.
the reason you're focusing so hard on Africa is because that's where all the greatest resources of the world are left. So to my brothers and sisters on the continent of Africa, don't let these people dupe you. As a matter of fact, my heart goes out to the people in Madagascar. They're predicting that millions of people will starve on that African island of Madagascar.
One family I know in particular won't be starving, and praise the Most High, by virtue of my assistance with this family, I've been doing it, Most High willing, about a year and a half or so, I've been helping this particular family, and it's not a whole lot, but it doesn't cost very much to sponsor a family over there. They're us. So if you get an opportunity to sponsor family over there, I strongly advise and suggest that you do so. And I concur with Katria as far as Madagascar is concerned. It's a dirt poor country, and a dollar go a long way. And so all praise to Yah, I'm able to assist this family. And that's more than Red Cross could offer me as far as helping someone, as far as that's concerned. Okay, Katria, go ahead, brother.
You said it. A dollar goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So if the United States and France had Africa's best interests at heart, they would uplift the people of Madagascar where their dollars go a long way. You spend trillions of dollars in Afghanistan and it ain't get you nothing. And these people are suffering, and you choose to ignore them and rob them at the same time.
Exactly.
So may the Most High's wrath come down upon you if you exploit our brothers and sisters on the continent. And I pray that you're not successful in the things that you've been doing on the earth, America and France, in exploiting, they call them third world people of the world. But we're talking about Shem and Ham, the Most High's people worldwide. And they're going to have to pay. They've moved ancient borders, claimed it as their own and renamed it. And that's a violation, not only of international law, but of the laws of righteousness in Yah's creation.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you, Katria, for those comments. Mm-hmm. And let us bring Sister Huda on from Detroit Mission. Sister Huda, may the Most High bless you. Shalom. Your mic is hot.
What are we on? That's both of you, Katriel and Yamso. Thankful for being on tonight. Thank you so much. I want to comment on the COVID situation. And it's
right.
interesting how it's growing in momentum that a group of people in Michigan, Caucasian, they build machinery or whatever, I think for the military, I'm not sure. But what caught me is because they're protesting to be that it's mandated. And they disagree. That's not freedom. You don't make a person in the ploy of these people who are heading the doctors, the vaccine, some of them, are trying to use things such as what makes sense if half the vaccine have not a chance of catching, you know, COVID. But I say it's the same with the flu, where there have been people throughout the years have gone to work, had no choice, sick, even though they might have been on medication. And still another person at their job, close proximity, may get the flu. I agree with you that you made a decision not to because they make it like it's good for you, that it's your responsibility as American citizen. This is their content. But how is something good for you that they're making you do?
Right.
And
I strongly resent that, Sister Hootie. I strongly resent that, especially when I'm volunteering to help you, help someone. No, I strongly resent that. So they can have it.
See, because the common, see, this is something here where I always say the United States shoots itself in the foot, or like a gorilla in a China shop, that even though I believe the masks aren't working, but certain things people can take of their choice. Of course, they in the beginning they said wash your hands, social distancing, which makes sense in the respect that when you're talking, spittum comes out, you don't see it. When you're close up with a person, just like getting a cold, some of the sinus and bronchitis can be contagious. So now they're talking about a fourth vaccine or a booster shot. It's just so many things going on. And what's happening is you got state to state have various laws or mandates, and it's confusing people overall. Because at this point, I'm not made to take it. And people who are working in the midst of other people, and I mentioned before last week how many police officers and firefighters just in New York are protesting this. It should be a choice. But if you make a choice not to take it, I always say, and it's common sense, just be responsible. You know, and you've got this undercurrent of people, we talked about that before, who have struggled prior to COVID. COVID just acerbates the situation. People are tired of making $6, $10, and $11 an hour. And it started in the 90s. Here, this is erroneous 2021. So I don't blame people for not wanting to go back to work, getting frustrated, upset. And people who are working are tired of the government manipulating, telling them what to do. I say just use common sense. I wear a mask when it's appropriate to wear one. I'm always washing my hands. That's something we grew up with. So I believe it's just a ploy and a distraction. And I tell people to get all the information because I know quite a few people have been vaccinated. I even know an aunt that took it and her knee hurt so bad she never had that kind of pain. And I'm thinking, I don't know how it reacts to my body, but I'm not going to take it either. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, sister, for your comments. Well, family, it's time to put our thinking caps on. If you think Joe got it worse, it can get worse. It can get worse, far worse. Turn to chapter 2 of Job. Let's see how things escalates under the adversary Satan. Some of you call him the prosecutor. The prosecutors. But let's see. Can it get any worse than loss of cattle, lives of his children? Yeah, it becomes physically bad for you. On a day the divine beings presented themselves before the Elohim, the prosecutor adversary Satan came along with them to present himself before the Elohim. Yah said to the prosecutor, Satan, the adversary, where have you been? The prosecutor, Satan, adversary, answered the Elohim because he has to. But he even saying it sort of snazzy-like. I've been roaming all over the earth, here, there, to and fro. The Elohim said to the prosecutor, Satan, the adversary, have you taken notice of my servant Job? There's no one like him on earth, a blameless and upright man who fears Yah and shuns evil, stays away from it. And he still keeps his integrity, although what you've done to him, he's still keeping it. He's still following the game. He's completing his task. So you have incited me against him to destroy him for no good reason. I'm not feeling you right now. But the adversary has an answer. The adversary always has an answer. The prosecutor, Satan, answered the Elohim. Skin for skin. All that man has, he would give up for his life. But lay a hand on his bone and his flesh, put some hurting on his body, he would surely blaspheme you to your face. So Yah, who has the authority, says to the prosecutor, Sauton, the adversary, see, he is in your power. Okay, I'm going to let you do what you want to do to him, but you only spare his life. Because Sauton, the adversary, the prosecutor, can't make a move without Yah. Here's what you're learning here. In spite of what you've been falsely told. The adversary immediately, Sauton, the prosecutor, get into work, depart from the presence of the Elohim, and inflicted a severe information on Job from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. That information, they said, were boils. I had one on my arm, and they are quite painful. I'm going to tell you how painful it was. I went to the VA hospital to get it last. You know, to get the core out of it, because you don't get the core out of it, you know, it keeps affected. It was under my arm, ingrown hair, the doctor said. And he took the scalpel, he lanced it, then he got the digging in there. I grabbed his, it was so painful. I grabbed the doctor, whoa, man. The nurse said, Miss Killer, my slave name, Miss Killer, let his wrist go. I said, hold on, man. This man digging up in there like it's gold. That hurt, man. He said, I'm sorry, sir, but please bear with me. I got to get the core out. What caused it, if I don't get the core out, it's going to reinfect itself. So give you some understanding of what a boil feels like and what Joe must have felt like. Painful. It was painful without being lanced. It was annoying and painful. So imagine this man having boils all over his body, man. I can only imagine how excruciating that pain must have felt, because this one boy had me bent over backwards, but he had boils all over his body. I know he was in twilight hour pain. But like I said, that one boy had me bent out of shape. Imagine how he was feeling all over his body from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. He couldn't even walk. He looked like a hot mess. A severe inflammation on Job from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. He took a parchment to scratch himself. He was trying to lance the boils. Oh, Lord. Ooh, I'm feeling some sort of way just even talking about it. But that doctor, imagine that doctor lancing mine. And I'm correlating it to Job taking a parchment to lance his to give him some relief from the pain. Oh, Lord. Ooh, that man was in pain. Joe was in excruciating pain. Y'all better believe that. He took a parchment to scratch himself, and he said in the ashes, this unloyal wife of his, here she come. They said, Katya always says this, it's quite succinct. If you ain't got the right kind of woman in your life, you're going to have trouble in your life. You got to have the right kind of woman. Now, Cartier make mention of the first man in the world. He makes mention of the strongest man in the world. Make mention of the wisest man in the world. He ain't lying. And here we come again. Not the right guy. Not the one to ride or die for you, but the one that really wants you to die. She was no comfort at all. No comfort whatsoever. Here she comes. And she says to him, you still keep your integrity? You going to still act like you righteous? Like you all that? Blaspheme Yah and die. Man, what kind of love is that? I mean, come on now. What's the love at?
A love for Job, nor a love for Yah. Neither one.
Yeah, what is love at? Man, that's so cold. No comfort. Hey, Job, how you feeling, husband? Can I do anything to help you with the parcel and land? You ain't got no love for the husband who took care of you in a fluent manner. The man was wealthy. He took care of you affluent. You didn't want for nothing. And here you come with your mess. Now that as Cartier alluded to, no love for a husband and no love for Yah. You better get a woman that got some love for Yah, get a husband that got some love for Yah, because they ain't got no love for Yah. They certainly ain't got none for you. You better believe it. And she's a mark, a hallmark. If they ain't got no love for Yah, you just fooling yourself. You fooling yourself on that one. What's that, Cartrell?
She wanted him for better, not for worse.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, if she or he is not in tune with Yah, hey, man, you rolling the dice. Because when the good time's gone, the way she look at it, he look at it, see you, wouldn't want to be you. And that's quite a certain way she was looking at the situation. You ain't got nothing. Everything ain't going out here today. I ain't got nothing. Hell, you might as well die too. And the hell with y'all. Y'all, I ain't saying it. I'm just making a contrast. And praise y'all. But that's what she's saying. But he said to her, you talk as any shameless woman may talk. He said, your mind ain't right. And you shameless. Should we accept only good from Yah and not accept evil? For that Job said nothing sinful against Yah, even against her. He didn't sit there argue, fuss, and fight with her. He had told her, you ain't right. Yah gives good, and Yah allows evil to come upon us. And we got to step both up with grace. I'm not going to speak against Yah. As a matter of fact, you go about your business. I ain't got no more to say to you. Basically, that's what he's saying. Here we come. It gets worse. You don't think it gets worse? Fair weather friends. We all got them, don't we? Sister Huda said it. Sister Huda said when she came on, I don't know who she was talking about in particular, when she was saying that she needed help. And these people that she thought she could depend upon were very undependable. She know what they are. You know what they are. Young Soup know what they are. We all got them. Here they come. When Job's three friends heard about all these calamities that had befallen him, each one came from his home. Eliphaz, the Temanite, Baladan, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Naamathite. And not only that, they met together to go and console and comfort him. So they thought. But the consoling and comforting, they could have kept it. And Job going to point it, yeah, y'all could have kept all this, man. Y'all ain't comforting me. He going to point this out to them. Y'all going about y'all business. When they saw him from a distance, he was so unrecognizable because of the boils and the ashes sitting in the ash. He was totally unrecognizable. And they broke into a so-called loud weeping, superficial. Each one tore his robe and threw dust into the air onto his head. And they sat on the ground 7 days and 7 nights. Now, none spoke a word to him, for they saw how great was his suffering. But they spoke to Cain to console him. They came and sit with him for 7 days. It looked like they were sitting to plot on him, but y'all will see as the story gets deeper that the consolation and comfort that he needed from them, he didn't get it. But Cartier always says, Soup, you're always getting ahead of yourself, so I'm going to back off that trail. But it gets far worse when you have fair weather friends and when you have women or men in your life, just like Job. They good when the goings get good, but when the goings get bad, they can't be had. So what I'm saying is this. Make sure the husband or wife that you're entertaining, getting, or maybe trying to acquire, they are plugged in with Yah. Because they know it's not all about superficial things. But as Cartrell so succinctly pointed out, people that don't have no Yah in their life, when things get bad for you, you ain't going to be in it too. You better believe it. All right, Sister Hootie, you have the mic, our dear sister.
So much in here.
Mm-hmm.
When you said the wife.
Right.
But she asked him to still hold fast to your integrity.
Right.
First telling him, wow. But it was interesting. So he said, and what it says in the scriptures here in my book, it says, you speak as one of the foolish women speak.
What do you call a sister Hootie?
He said, "The foolish. You speak as one of the foolish women."
He lied.
Indeed, He said, indeed, should we accept only, which I'm going to reiterate, only good from Elohim and not accept evil? And it's interesting because in what he said, Job did not sin with his lips.
Exactly.
And
he didn't curse Yah, and nor did he cuss, fuss, and fight with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such an important point because your words have repercussions. So the fact that he didn't say anything negative towards Yah, your words have consequences.
Exactly.
Good or bad.
Exactly.
But it really must have been bad because if those three friends could not recognize him, because they, well, actually from a distance, they didn't recognize him, and they lifted up their voices and they wept. That's why each one of them tore his robe and sprinkled dust on their head towards the heaven, you know. And like you said, they spent 7 days. He was in some horrible pain. And for 7 days, they didn't say anything. Too bad we can't go to three. I just thought about it. But that's all I will say.
Well, you hit on some good points in that. Yes. You would want your friends to come and see you. Yes. If you're in that condition, you might not want them to say nothing when you first confront the situation. And they didn't. They sat with him for 7 days and sat in the ashes with him. Those guys are real friends. How many people would do that?
None.
How many people would do that? Put your business aside. Your friend's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Come from where you are to see your friend. And you see his condition, and the first thing you do is tear your clothes and put ashes on your head. How many people would do that?
None.
Well,
not
you know
either.
What, I have to contest that point. I have to contest that point based upon there's much more dimension to friendship. Yeah, they did something. They started out right. But friendship is just like a musical, Cartier. It's just like a symphony. Friendship is just like a symphony. You can't create a symphony just with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 good notes. A symphony must be complete. So just 7 good notes don't make a symphony. You got to have a complete package symphony. So that's just based upon that alone and based upon I know the outcome. As I said, they started out right. Yeah, but it takes a symphony in friendship. It takes a symphony in a husband and wife relationship. It takes a symphony in any constructive relationship, not just 7 good notes.
Well, from the perspective of the story, their heart and intentions were good.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had had the solution for Job, they would have gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Job didn't understand what was going on, nor did his friends. They had no solution for what was happening to Job. And at least they were there trying to figure it out. I mean, certain
right.
things came out in the process, but mm-hmm. they were steadfast and steady there for their friend. Even though it turned out, you know, it's like family. We get into arguments, we butt heads, we argue, but we're still family because we love each other. We're trying to put each other on the right path. So a
right.
brother would try to put another brother on the right path. Their intentions were good, but none of them really understood what was going on because we
right.
know that dynamics right. is happening in the heavens. Where the
mm-hmm.
sons of the Most High, which my book says, the sons of God,
mm-hmm.
Met with the Most High in his presence along with the adversary.
Mm-hmm.
And the adversary wasn't satisfied with the first attack that he put on Job. So he said, yeah, skin for skin. He, you know, yeah, he gave up the camels and the sheep and his family and his servants. Yeah, that's not his skin. Let me put my hands on his skin. And
let him put
he
skin
cursed.
In the game. Let him put skin in the game. But, Katria,
yeah, so.
I must agree with you on this. I'm not contesting your perspective. What I'm saying, two things can be going on at the same time. As far as these friends are concerned, two things are going on at the same time. That's all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the Most I would use your friends as adversaries to strengthen you.
Uh-huh.
Like
exactly.
a brother.
Exactly.
If they had not shown up at all, they would not have been true friends.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if that had a talk behind his back, rather than talk to him directly, they would not have been true friends.
Exactly.
So they was trying to straighten him out. What's up with you? You ain't supposed to be in this position. You used to be the richest man in the East. What happened?
Right.
And he tried to figure it out. He don't know.
Yeah,
and
but
they trying to,
but
like,
They got beside themselves. I think they got out of character along the road by trying to straighten them out. They need to be straightened out themselves in the end because they started being presumptuous in their thoughts and tried to resist attitude. You did something wrong, man. Confess, man. You know you did something. Stop playing. You know you ain't right. And so he can.
We're not that far ahead yet.
Well, he does get aspirated because of their badgering. But we will see Cartier, so that I get the head, so I'm going to stop right there.
All that is part of his test. He lost his family. He lost his wealth. Lost his servants. Now, he about to lose his friend. The friends is the other part of his life.
Right,
and how do they respond to the situation that he's in? And we see they did have great care for him, even though they approached him the wrong way. They were all confused.
Right.
Well, we'll be able to analyze the dialogue, because something that Cottrell said, that they were trying to figure out where he was coming from. And as it unfolds through chapter to chapter, it will be revealed the dialogue between the three friends and him and some of the wise wisdom that comes out of Job.
Right.
And it would be just an interesting thing. I wish we can read more than one. After you know me, I was like,
No. Anticipation,
I'm just saying,
my dear sister.
It's exciting.
Anticipation, my dear sister.
I'm patient. But when something's good, you just want to say, okay, one more.
I know. Anticipation, my dear sister. All right. Well, if you two are done with your commentaries, my dear brother from New York City and my dear sister from Michigan, we're about to move on into a lovely study session and the Psalms 109, a beautiful song. And the Most High sometimes, most often, correlates these songs to our studies. Let's see. Cartrell?
Give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, because he is the creator of wisdom. And in the story of Job, we do find wisdom and prophecy. And it's because of pressure that the best of people come out.
Exactly.
So Job is under pressure, as are his friends. But King David always seems to be under pressure.
You know what mine said? And I think this is a great correlation. Mine reads, let me read it to everybody.
Wait a minute, where are you at? Sorry.
Psalms 109. Mine reads, plead for judgment of false accusers. Okay, as far as those friends is concerned. Okay, I'm making comment, that's all.
No, I'm just,
you didn't give the author name.
Was it Cottrell?
I said you got to give the author's name, since you did that.
Oh, the king, King Dawit. King Dawit.
King David. Yes. Mm-hmm. And what's the title of his song, this song?
It's for the judgment of false accusers. People were falsely accusing him of things.
Yeah, so, you know, false accusers, they don't realize that judgment faces them too, right?
I get it.
Right.
They call it karma.
Exactly.
When you put false words and lies out into the ethos, they tend to boomerang. You know what a boomerang is, right?
Comes right back at you.
And you don't see it coming. And it hits you right in the back of the head and knock you out.
Exactly.
That's karma.
Exactly.
But there is judgment for people that tell lies on you.
Mm-hmm.
Or they accuse you. And this is the song for it. Give thanks to our King, King David. And the Most High, who gave him the wisdom to even write this song. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
O Elohim, whom I praise, do not ignore me, for they say cruel and deceptive things to me. They lie to me. They surround me and say hateful things. They attack me for no reason. They repay my love with accusations. But I continue to pray. He continues to do what?
Pray.
He continues to do what? What?
Stay plugged in. Staying plugged in.
Say, run to council, run to the elders, run to the priest, run to the prophet. What does King David do?
He stayed plugged in, country.
I continue to pray. Don't run to Morikatrio for answers. Pray.
Don't run to
me like I'm the Most High and I got the answer for them. No, I don't have
run
the answer.
Soup.
I don't have a solution. I could recommend things, but it may not be right.
Right.
Turn to Yah first, always, like King
always.
David. Anytime you have trouble, continue to pray until Yah answers me. Look what he says. O Elohim, whom I praise, don't ignore me. That's funny. What does your book say?
Let me, okay, what verse you at?
The first verse.
Okay, first.
Do not be silent. Oh, what does yours say?
Mine said, okay, do not keep silent.
Mine say, do not be silent.
Right.
You know what happens when somebody gives you the silent treatment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're ignoring you.
it's hurting.
And you don't want the Most High to give us the silent treatment.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
This is why King David says, I continue to pray. So he lays out his case. They repay me evil for good. Does that happen to us in these days? Oh, yes.
You better believe it.
And hate for love. King David showed people what? Not hate. What did he show them?
Love.
What did King David show them? Say it loud.
Love.
When he showed the people love, what did they give him in return?
Hate.
Evil. Hate.
When Moses showed the people love, what did they give him in return?
Hate.
When we show these Europeans love, what did they give us in return?
A double portion of hate.
He said a double portion, maybe triple.
Appoint an evil man to testify against him. May an accuser stand at his right hand. Yeah, let somebody accuse the false accusers. When he is judged, he will be found guilty. Then his prayer will be regarded as sinful. Ooh, you don't want your prayer to be regarded as sinful, because not only will Yah be ignoring you, that judgment is going to hit you in the head like a boomerang. May his days be few. May another take his job. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children roam around begging, asking for handouts as they leave their ruined home. May the creditor seize all he owns. May strangers loot his property. May no one show him kindness. May no one have compassion on the father, on his fatherless children. May his descendants be cut off. May the memory of them be wiped out by the time the next generation arrives. May his ancestors' sins be remembered by Yah. May his mother's sins not, oh, he's going deep. May his mother's sins not be forgotten. Man, this guy must have really pissed King David off. May Yah be constantly aware of them and cut off the memory of his children from the earth. For he never bothered to show kindness. He harassed the oppressed and needy and killed the disheartened. He loved to curse others. So those curses have come upon him. You reap what you sow. You got to watch what you say. Don't be so quick to curse people. Put negativity out of your mouth. He had no desire to bless anyone, see? People don't even know they should bless out of your mouth. Because when you bless, blessings come back. You know that. If curses go out and they come back on you, how about blessing? Oh, we should know. Because Yah said, curse those that curse you and bless those that what?
Bless you.
So if people bless us, they would be blessed, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Are people cursing us, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those curses are going to hit them right in the head like a boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
So we bless people. We show people love like King David. If you want to show hate because we showed love, that's on you. Because we showing love, and we're going to show what? That's why we say, bless you, Yah-Soo. Bless you, Sister Yehudi. Bless you, Sister Abiyah. Blessings come out of our mouth all the time. We bless the name of Yah so that we get blessings in return. You got to watch what you say and what comes out your mouth.
You know where I learned that from, Contrail? That I started giving out blessings on the regular. I learned it from Boaz, Ruth's husband, Dawood's grandfather. I learned it from Boaz through studies. Boaz is saying it all the time. That's why I learned to say that. And I learned think about it. This man is writing his book, writing these songs. Obviously, he must have learned it from his grandfather, Boaz. So I learned it from Boaz, too, to bless people when I come up with on the show and so on and so forth. I learned to bless people. And like you said, Cartrell, what goes around comes around.
Yeah, people, you notice that people that speak negative all the time, they're always in a negative situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever notice that people who give always have something to give?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Do you ever notice that people who beg never have anything to give and they're always looking for a handout?
Right.
That's the power of words.
Right.
As a man thinketh, so is he. It's almost like you are what you eat. But it's a little more powerful because words are more powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Certainly is. Good point, Katya.
If you take anything out of this psalm, it's the 17th verse. He loves to curse. We know a lot of people who love to curse, and they don't realize the damage they're doing to themselves when they do it. Mm-hmm. They think it's strength. They think it's power. But when you curse people, watch out. Watch out.
Right.
Boomerang.
Exactly.
He loves to curse others. So those curses have come back upon him. He had no desire to bless anyone, so he has experienced no blessings. What does your book say? Verse 17.
As he loved cursing, so let it come to him. As he did not delight in blessing, so let it be far from him. Exactly.
Things that come out your mouth, either blessing or cursing.
Yeah, and he put cursing on as his garment. Isn't that something?
It's deep.
Yeah, he made cursing as a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's all American people do. They curse all the time. So curses poured into his stomach like water and seep into his bones like oil. May a curse attach itself to him like a garment one puts on or a belt one wears continually. May Yah repay my accusers in this way. Those who say evil things about me, O Sovereign Elohim, intervene on my behalf for the sake of your reputation. Because I live my life for you. Because of your loyal love that is good, deliver me. For I'm oppressed and needy, and my heart beats violently within me. I am fading away like a shadow at the end of the day. I'm shaking off like a locust. I am so starved, my knees I have turned into skin and bones. He sounds like Job. I am disdained by them. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Yah, my Elohim, because you are faithful to me. Deliver me. Then they will realize this is your work and that you, Yah, have accomplished it. They curse, but you bless, but you will bless. When they attack, they will be humiliated, but your servant will rejoice because we know that it's you who creates and controls all things. My accusers will be covered with shame and draped in humiliation. As if it were a robe. I will thank Yah profusely. In the middle of a crowd, I will praise him because he stands at the right hand of the needy. Where does Yah stand?
Right hand of the needy.
Right hand of the needy.
Okay. To deliver them from those who threaten their life. You ain't got to worry about no threats. Trust me. Yah is there if your heart is right and people are accusing you of false things. Trying to make you look out, portray you to be evil.
Right.
Like they try to call Israelites black identity extremists. That's a false accusation. They try to call Israelites here in America regaining our identity terrorists. That's a false accusation. We've never bombed anybody. We never did any terrorist acts. The only terrorist act that we've done is to reawaken to who we are.
Right. It spoke the truth, and they can't handle the truth.
Exactly.
Actually, it wasn't. Let me say this. It's sad that we could not define our nationality. So when we started to define it, they projected as a terrorist act because it was against the grain of their ideology, of their nationality. They felt threatened. And it proves words are very, very powerful.
And who did the terrorist acts in Sociuda? Who terrorized and went up against their own capital? Did we do that? But they said we were the terrorists. Okay, and you're right. You made a good point right there. That's deep right there. I like that.
Mm-hmm. We may. It's like I've had that happen to me. When I stick up for my people, say something positive, give you a good example. Oh, go ahead and finish reading it. I'm going to give you this example. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Katria.
No, he's done. He's done. Unless he got a commentary.
Y'all cut me off so much. That they
I read right along with it. Yeah,
okay,
been
that's
right
what I said. Let me be quiet. No, yeah, I'm still cut you off a lot, so I'm gonna say
every other sentence.
Hey, but you know I love you, man. You know I'm sorry.
I love you too, brother. That's why I let you get away with it.
You know it is not intentional. I just, man, you get me excited with these studies, bro.
I'm from New York. Y'all don't want to see the dark side.
I saw it. You missed the nice thing. I saw it on that Fox. I saw it on that Fox interview. I already saw it. I don't want no trouble, Katrina. I don't want no trouble, man.
let you finish here. Go ahead, brother.
Well, that'll make me forget my whole train of thought. But go ahead. I'll try to get it back.
See?
I'm 55, too.
I'm so.
Okay. Peace. Katriel's
done. Because I jumped in there and took over.
Okay. Hey, Katriel.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any commentary on what you just shared with us?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
King David is revealing the secret place of Yah. Because a lot of people get shook with false accusation. What am I do? You know, people are saying this and that. No, run to the shelter. Say that prayer. May these false accusers, may their whole family, even their mama, feel the pain of their false accusation. He went in on this false accusation. Whoever accused him falsely, King David went in on him. And I'm sure y'all heard his prayer. Because most I said, do not bear false witness against your brother, right?
Amen.
And words have power. They used to have a saying when we were young. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. That's the biggest lie they ever told. Y'all heard that, right? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. That's the biggest lie.
Yes, they do.
Words can crush you.
Right.
More than 60 songs. And that's a fact. And don't
that's
let Yah
fact,
put his
bro.
Word on you. It's over. Mosai judge you and condemn you. There's nothing you can do. And that's worse than sticks and stones. The sticks and stones will follow after those words are put out. That you ain't making it.
Because words can uplift you or words can put you down.
You better believe it.
So we need to speak uplifting words and bless our people rather than talk about the negative side. Because the more you accentuate the negative side of our people, the more you, you know, pour water on it. It's like, you know, pouring water on a weed. You want the weed to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the weed to grow. So
exactly.
Do your best to cut the weed out and let the positive flourish, in other words. So fool's book. Job called his wife a fool. She probably was the founder of Fool's Book.
She was a foolish
You know, they changed the name, Godrell and Sister Hootie. They didn't change it from Foosbook to Meta. And I have a play on that word. Yeah, metal and other folk business. Metal. Metal and other folk business. They write, change it to metal, because that's what they do. Metal and other people business.
You know what that word means?
Meta? What it means?
It means death.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, they named it right. they named it right then. Ain't nothing but death there. They ain't nothing but death there on food book.
Interesting.
Blood is on their hand for sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Innocent blood is on Facebook's hand. They got young girls committing suicide from the apps on Facebook.
You have sex trafficking, and they didn't try to do anything on food book to stop it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have balance on food book. You have a bunch of foods on food book.
But
and they ain't doing anything to stop it.
Not only that, in these other search engines or
social media platforms.
There you thank you. You said it correctly. Social media platforms.
Social.
Mm-hmm.
Media platforms.
He's right. Antisocial. He's
interesting.
Right.
I forgot what I was going to say. I'm trying to get a caught your head.
I'm going to put you back on track.
See what happens when you get cut off? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going to put you back on track. You're going to make a commentary on what Katria just shared with us and that beautiful song.
Well, that said a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Joe's wife was the founder of Foosbook. Social media. Social media.
Hey, stop it, man. Stop it. Stop it. What are you right?
But she was before Abraham's time, so she go way back.
What I
remember.
The Positive Sisters in the 1800s in Louisiana.
Right.
The Caucasian men were after the women of color, Creole,
right.
Mulatto.
Right.
So they passed a law. Because when I was on a sister show, another show, and I looked it up and read it, and the sisters were surprised that I think it was the governor at that time or a mayor passed
right.
the law that women of color had to cover their heads.
Exactly.
And this is how gifted we are. Let's look at the good side and not the negative. All you sisters out here who's doing what you're supposed to do, bless you. They were able to use the artistic ability to make the head covering very attractive, and it did not sway these men from not looking at these women. Now, I'm not saying they should be mixed, but the point is all the laws that were presented to this nation, and I tell people, simple, look it up yourself, was not made for us.
Exactly.
You don't even have to read. I'm not saying don't read the scriptures, but there are people who have never really read in depth the scriptures and know that. So that tells me it's no excuse for our behavior if you know right from wrong. If you have people who have been raised in foster care, come from out of abusive relationship, be it a spouse or the children being mistreated, and you come up to be a citizen of the world, I ain't talking about the United States, and be able to pour out and help people, that's a blessing.
Right.
And you're going to get naysayers. It happened to my sister-in-law. When she changed her life, her own family was saying, well, you used to be this. You used, instead of saying, you know what? I'm glad you changed. I'm glad you're doing better for yourself. We got to learn to stop putting each other down.
Misery loves company, sister.
Because that can also, not only he cried out of the people that were after him, even his own people, there are people today that criticize. What is the purpose of the criticism? If you think something's not going good, either you leave it alone or you participate, either or just be quiet. Because we're not always going to agree, but we can listen.
Exactly.
And that's what Job did. He was patient enough to listen to his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting ahead of myself doing a yam soup, but we do have to listen, and we do have to put out positive words towards our people to lift mm-hmm. them up. Right. Not negativity has been spoken about us, what we can't, what we don't, how we act, what we do. We need to speak positive. How about, you know, the great things our people have done? Our people have made an impact on many nations in many different ways. And you spoke about the hair. I was in Mexico for 9 weeks on a student exchange, and they were fascinated with my hair. They would come up and touch my hair. I'm like, damn, you never seen a brother with hair on his head before? It was something about my hair that really, and my hair wasn't that long. But, you know, sister's hair, oh, my Lord. I'm sure they were, like, looking at sisters like they were Medusa or something. Snakes coming out their head. They probably thought they would turn to stone if they looked at the sisters with their hair and their locks and their braids. So they had to cover them up so they wouldn't be intimidated by just the hair.
Well, they must have liked it, Sister Yehudi. They must have loved Cotrell's hair because some of those Mexican women tried to get Cotrell to leave something with them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And it was a boy. Yeah. Hey, Yamsu, you got a good memory, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, you sure do. I'll
tell you that story a long time ago.
Yeah. I listen to people, Cotrell. You said, yeah, and I do interrupt people from time to time. I do apologize. It's a bad habit. And I'm working on it.
All the time.
But I do
listen.
Yeah,
that's right. All the time. Yeah,
okay, well. But I do listen to people. I do listen to them.
Right. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. I can tell.
Right.
Because that was a mundane story.
Right.
Yeah. I told I wanted 7 sons. She said, can I have 1, Poppy? You want me to leave 1 of my sons here? Oh, no. Will not be speaking Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
It made me think today. I saw, I guess she was a Muslim. She got stopped. By the Ferndale in Michigan, not just across the street from me.
Right.
Because they wanted her to take off her rajit. I can't even pronounce it. Her head, I guess her head covering.
Huh?
Yeah.
Her head covering, yeah.
And I thought about it, and I said, that's interesting, because not only she was covering her face, I can understand it, because we live in a country, this is their law. This is their custom. We got to see the face. Taking in your license, you got to see the face. Can't be covered up.
Right.
And but the thing is, they put out there that now, I'm saying they should have did it a long time, but, well, neither here nor there. Now they're going to put out sensitivity training. I said they should have did that before. So we see daily things that go on, not just around us, and sometimes through the media, things that happen that are, you know, that is based on the racist system, you know, and how the immigrants were able to emulate. We couldn't, not unless we want to bleach our skin. And like you said, we have contributed more, and I'm so glad Michelle Obama said there were slaves, men of color, that built the White House. Now you may think, what?
Then we live. Right.
That more.
How
more
did they build the White House?
Huh?
Go ahead.
That more and more we're beginning with our history, even though it's painful, that so many great things we've done, we just have not having the acknowledgement. And we must. It's traditionally that is not against the Most High's laws to pass down what is good.
Right.
Not what is, and to be able to navigate in the system. And not to live in hate, to be against your brothers and sisters. Determine how you treat people based on their character, not because of the melanin or lack of in their skin. It has nothing to do with it. But when we decide to talk about us, and build each other up to get knocked back down through a system, and then we allow it. Because years ago, as a teenager, I wondered, why is this, I would say, why is white folks so bent on putting us down? I didn't understand at the time. What is it that we're so special that they have to put us down? And I realized it's not necessarily the Caucasian culture per se. It's the system in which they're under. The system. Because there's a lot of people of all nationalities out there, all over the world. And then we know there's a lot of degradation that's going on. It's a lot of hate, anger. We could go on and on and on. But we have to be prepared. And that's what it's all about. We have to stay strong. Not be fearful. Fearless. And be trying.
What we don't realize, Sister Yehudi, is that they fear us. You remember when we were younger, they had a show called, what, American Bandstand, right?
Yes, I remember.
Do you remember how they used to dance to our music?
Oh, yes.
They were way out of sync.
Oh.
These days, they do much better.
Yeah.
But I remember American Bandstand.
I'm going to have to do a cartwheel. I'm going to have to do a cartwheel for a minute.
Do the Yamsu. Go ahead, Yamsu.
Wait, no, cartwheel.
Yeah.
You call that dancing? They were doing?
They were trying. They were
okay.
Trying. All their heart, soul, and might. They were trying.
They were all beat. I said, oh, my gosh.
And they didn't realize it. And they was having big fun off
yeah.
beat.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
They loved it, even though they was
mm-hmm.
dancing off beat. I'm talking about way off beat. Like, damn, how they enjoying it, and they off beat.
Oh my God!
So
hey, Katrina,
they realized after a while that they were off beat.
Yeah, so Hootie, Katrina, I know
yes,
as
sir.
Little boys and girls, which we were at that time, we laughed our behind off. I know y'all laughed.
Right,
man,
yeah.
It was
so
I mean,
funny.
Folk. Yeah, them folks trying to fly.
Yeah, all kind of moves.
They got no rhythm.
You know, their arms and legs are going to fall off their body. It's like, what y'all doing?
That's because we're connected to the earth.
It was humorous. I mean, the way they were jerking around, man. I said, look at these folks. They ain't got no rhythm. We laughed, my brothers and my sisters. We crack. We fall over laugh. Look at them. Look at them.
But you know what? You know what always amazed me?
What?
You know what always amazed me?
What's that, Kadri?
That whenever one of our musical artists put out a record, we all seem to love the same record.
Exactly.
Nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
As a people.
Right.
What is
that? We're connected. We're connected.
Oh, yeah. That shows the connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
And we could dance.
Everybody else might not have been feeling it, but it always hit us different from everybody else.
Exactly. Our sisters, they didn't show they were high. They had to do twerking. They were working it, but they weren't twerking it, and they had class.
They
and
had
we,
a
we
had
the Supremes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What were the names of these groups? They had royal names.
Supremes.
The Four Tops.
Four Tops. The Dales.
The Main
Dales.
The
Ashley brothers. I mean, they just said, we brothers. Because Ashley
mm-hmm.
brothers go way back a long, long way. I mean, Ashley brothers, I remember listening to Ashley brothers in the 60s. The
mm-hmm.
Ashley brothers. I heard it through the grapevine, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, they've been around since the 50s.
Oh,
that's deep.
They've been around a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. We contribute so much.
I used to compare the names of our groups to their groups, Black Ivory, and then look at them, the Doors or the Beatles, Three Dog Night. I'm
Hermit,
like, where y'all get these names? Huh?
Yeah, Hermit.
Yeah. Guns and Roses.
Mm.
Hey, what the hell kind of name is Guns and Roses?
We have a different nationality, right? We're different. That's it. It's not, we never said we were better. We just know that we're what kind of people we are. And like you said, you summed it up, Patrielle, they're afraid. I don't know. I mean, I can't say I don't know why, but to me it's just so silly.
If you read our history, you know why. We're the only ones that went to sleep on our history. Nobody went to sleep on our history. The nations know who we are.
Mm-hmm. They do.
It's just that we don't know who we are.
Well, we've been a plug in right now and show them mm-hmm. who we are. This is family night. Friday night is always family night. We sort of let our hair down a little bit, but we still keep it tight. And we like to give praises to Yah and so on and so forth. Maybe give some testimony to Yah. It helped you in some certain fashion, but still give praises to him. And we're going to give the first mic to give praises to the Elohim to Sister Yehuda from Michigan. Then I'm going to call upon Abiyah of New York City. Okay?
Oh, no, let Abiyah come on. I would like to hear Abiyah.
Okay. Well, Sister Abiyah, you ready to give some praise and some testimony to the Most High? If you are, I'm going to bring you on. If you aren't, well, we'll find out. Sister Abiyah from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Shalom, Sister Abiyah. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, shalom, brother. Shalom, sisterhood.
Shalom.
Of good hearing you. May Yah bless you, brother Yah, Sister Ari, sisterhood, and brother Contreras.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what kind of question is that? If I want to come on and give my blessings, so you
you sort of like Maze. Remember the group called Maze? They sung a song. I'm a laid back kind of guy, living in a laid back kind of world. So you like?
Last week I missed you because the phone messing up. But you I give my praises like I said. All praises to the Most. To the Holy One of Israel, Most Holy God, our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But you did catch me when I had some food in my mouth.
Well, you know, I do catch people off guard sometimes. My apologies.
Eggs, brother.
Sister, who
eating eggs,
are
you? You ain't no egg sandwiches, you?
I was getting ready to say, tell Sister Hooter, don't you laugh because at least I ain't burned no eggs. She heard me. you know I'm here. I'm always here, and I've been listening. Says I'm not going no place. This is where I get my medicine, and I'll be here to the end. And like
Hallelujah.
I said, I praise y'all 365 days. And
Hallelujah.
Every moment of those days.
Praise
and
God.
How's the family? Is it Gregory?
Yeah, little Gregory. Hi, little
Gregory.
He's still doing his thing. Like I said, if you ever want, don't never get on his bad side. And the way you get on his bad side is if you start talking about JC. He don't want to hear that. Don't talk about no JC.
So, Yehuda, will you please remind the listeners how old Gregory is?
Gregory is 57.
No, I'm sorry, Sister Abiyah.
Yeah, he's 6 now, he'll be 7.
Okay.
He started school, he wanted to carry his flag to school. Our flag, his flag.
He don't want
nothing to do with their flag, and he done told them that. So he carries it though. He keep it in his book bag. So I said, I just give praise to y'all for that young man starting off young. I hope if he keep on here. Teach his little cousins and little brother and them all about what he's learning, how he's learning. He got so he'll click when he see the post come up for sometime research. She don't see it, but he's seeing he'll click it. Let he know just what time it is too.
Don't go anywhere, Abiyah. Sister Hootie, you're about 7-year-old, right? It's hard for him to pronounce our names. So he calls me Soup. I'm like Campbell Soup. And he calls Godfrey a coattail.
back up off of the way he called coattail, because being a can of soup ain't all that great either.
That's what I'm saying. I said he called me camel soup.
But you know what? On that scripture tonight, and that foolish wife, Job might as well not have no wife.
Yeah,
because for her to say what she said, she was completely beside herself.
Yeah.
She didn't. She just was like faking it until she got that she was loving Yah. Because when she got to that point, it showed everything right there. That she wants him to go ahead and curse him and go ahead and die. How much love does she have for Yah or her husband?
She was in it just for herself. Right, she was in the relationship, not for Yah. She was in a relationship just for herself.
Yes, indeed. Well, but nothing, but you see how people today still complaining. They bump their toe or fall and get a scrape on their knee, and they say, oh, then you have some fool somehow. But where is your God now? Hey, what is wrong with these people? If he loved you so much, why did he let you get hurt? What is wrong with these people? I mean, like you said, and he said it in the scriptures, the stiff neck and everything, but the words you use, Brother Yah Soup, it reminds me so much. It brings just the truth. The number of walking dead fools, they crazy. Everything that don't go their way, they want some excuse. And the first excuse I hear come out their mouth, oh, well, why did God let this happen?
Right.
If God made things, so why he make him a homosexual? Come on now, people. You know
well,
how Abby, you do that.
Well, Abiyah, the Most High says in Proverbs, the fool says in his heart, there is no God.
Yes, indeed. I'm so glad I'll stay to myself unless I'm around somebody that's going to give me some good news, teach me about Yah. I can't handle all this foolishness no more. I just can't. I'd rather just stay by myself, keep my head in the book, and keep on praying.
But like you said, a lot of people are like Job's wife, and she was prejudiced because she made a snap judgment. She saw the situation, and she made up her mind. Rather than really analyze what was going on, she just jumped to conclusions right away.
Exactly.
Most people, that's what we do, jump to conclusions right away.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not going to throw no judgment because, like you said, I used to be that way. I used to look at a person and say, I don't like that. Or I don't like her. I don't like him. Just by looks or something like that, or maybe a statement they might have said right off the cuff. But now I have, like I said, give all praises to Yah. I have changed so much. I've learned. Well, I've always loved. It just, you know, I'm just, that's my nature. My love, the way I feel about others, even if I don't know you or something, I try to put myself where you're at to try and understand. But before, in the back days, I didn't give a hoot about if you lost your shoe, your house, or whatever, long as I was okay.
Right.
But now that I have become to know Yah and know what life is and all things all people, we're connected. And how Yah has done so much for, I can't explain it. I'm just feeling blessed, and I feel blessed no matter what happened. I know I'm blessed by being here. I know Yah has me here for a reason. Like I said, all of us have a purpose, and I just wish everybody could get together and understand that. Instead of jumping down one another's throat about, well, you did this or you did that, come on, let's come all come together and just give all the glory to Yah and straighten up our lives and help one another, just love on each other. That's all I want. That's all I want in this world, and just to keep on praising Yah and hope that I please him until my time is up and that he'll be satisfied with the work that I do for him.
Yeah, too. I want to say something of Yah that I have a need. That we were sitting in a car, we were talking about people who were homeless. And I said, of course, I can't help all of them, but if I have some extra change or whatever, or my heart is moving, I may give them $2 or $3, even if they, whatever they do with it. That's on them. But as a neighbor down the street, everybody knows she has mental illness. But even despite that, we've been knowing her for years, you know. And her mother had died. And come to find out, her mother knew my father's side of the family for years. But anyway, I had bought her some coffee, and I had, I don't know if she wanted cigarettes or whatever, but I just gave her the money, whatever she needed. Well, quite a few times, you know, because of her mom, my family. So my niece said, I wouldn't give her nothing because she don't ask me. I said, if she asks, I just say, I can't do it. What's the problem with that? So I know where you're coming from, Avia. And one day she did. She asked me, did I have $2? I said, no. I just gave you what I had because of your mom, but I'm broke too. She said, I understand. And guess what? We still speak when I see her. I said, sometimes you have to say no, it's nothing wrong. And then you have people around you. That's why you said you prefer to stay by yourself. That a naysayer could bring you down and mess with your spirit, and mess with your vibration. I mean, you got positive vibration energy out there. You can feel the negativeness for people. I don't want to be around those kind of people.
That's exactly the way I feel. If it's too much negativity. But you know what, sister? It's not always about giving up money. If people would just learn how to talk to one each other, talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's best, like we said, y'all said earlier in the show, sometimes it's best just to be quiet and just listen. People sometimes don't want to hear what you got to say, your opinion. They just want you to hear them talk, to hear what they say, and to really hear them. And if you do, you can feel these people sometimes, how they hurting inside. You know, just listen sometimes.
True.
And
you
don't
have to agree.
If you can
do
for one another, if it's money involved, if you can, like we said, we can't take it with us when we leave here. So help who you can when you can. And Yah will bless you anyway. Even with kind words, your blessings are still going to come back to you.
That's true.
So I just want, you know, I just had to say that, but I truly love all of you, and you know, like I said, I'm gonna always be here, you know.
Thank you, and I really
appreciate and love you, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, and praise
God. Everyone have a safe weekend. Be careful out here. We know how these fools are.
Oh yeah,
praise God. Well, we're gonna give the mic to Sister Yehuda and let her give her praise and thanksgiving to the Most High.
Well, you know, I thank the Most High that I'm glad to hear from Avia. We haven't been on for a while, and I remember what she said. It's good to have a female sister on the line. I said, well, thank you. I thank you so much. And I even though we all go through rough times, you know, I look at lately people who are far less in terms of not just economic status, but their circumstances and how they struggle. We're all struggling. And I'm no better than nobody. I'm just a servant. But like you said, kind words, patience, listening, endurance, those are the best qualities we have. The very best. So with that, Jamie.
Thank you. Cartrell, you have the mic.
Again, I want to bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank Yah, my creator, my king, for the wisdom he's endowed me with, preserving my life, to allow me to meet my family, Yam Sufari, my brother.
Amen.
Most I bless you and be with you and your family.
Amen.
You and your family and Sister Avia and Ima Hadora and all of our families that put our hearts, you know, into serving the Most High in these trying times. I thank you for the breath of life, for health and strength. Health especially with the pestilence that's going around.
Yes.
And the fact that we can trust him that the pestilence will not come nigh our dwelling.
Amen.
And we would watch 1,000 fall on our side and 10,000 on our right hand, but it would not come near us. And we're looking at the statistics, they're saying 600,000 in America alone have perished from the COVID. And it hasn't come nigh my door. It's touched my family.
Mm-hmm.
And Most High has his reasons for taking who he takes when he takes them. But I bless Yah for the life that he's given me and connecting me with my people to be able to assist as an elder, as a teacher, so that we can get up out of the quagmire that we're in. And I pray that our words that go out into the ethos in service to Yah really take effect and help remedy and lift our people up to reconnect with the Most High. So
hallelujah.
I thank Yah again, Yah Tzu, Abiyah, and Ima Hadora. I pray for her that she gets her strength and help back, Sister Yehudi.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all my brothers and sisters that's in the fight for this cause, for the sake of our people. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I simply would like to, I always promise the Most High that when I get into an assembly with us, I will give him praises for my health, for the prospect of restoring my soul for his name's sake, for keeping me to shun me away from evil, and to be able to be blessed and bless those of our nation, and ask to bless those that bless us, the Most High, and curse those that curse us, protect us from COVID-19, all this witchcraft and sorcery they got going on in this Halloween, Holy Ween day they got going on. And also to protect us as a nation from COVID-19, as Cartrell alluded to. And as Cartrell alluded to, Most High takes who he want to take under any circumstances. So I don't take it personally. My mother was affected by COVID-19, and thanks Yah to Yah, he restored her back to us. She'll be 90 years old come next month. And thank the Most High for still having her around. I'd like to thank the Most High. Thank you, brother. I'd like to thank the Most High for Aviyah, Sister Yehuda, Cartrell. These brothers and sisters have sharpened me. Although that Yehuda, she gets on my nerve, getting on me, say I'm saying, but I've been playing.
No, I don't get on your nerves. That's good. That means you love me. That's all right.
Yeah, I know. We just like sisters and brothers. That's what we do sometimes. But I praise and thank the Most High for Sister Yehuda. For Sister Avia, and certainly for Brother Cartrell. I thank the Most High for the students on this show to come to study with us, knowing that we're real people. We're not. I thank the Most High showing them we're not trying to be anything other than brothers and sisters just trying to show people the right way and point them in the right direction. We're not trying to be their charismatic leader. We know the Most High is their leader. And I want to thank the Most High importantly for this. Sister Yehuda, Sister Avia and Cartrell and I, we're humble brothers and sisters. We ain't trying to be nothing special other than doing what the Most High said. That's the most important thing. And I like to bless this nation, all of us in this nation, those that are conscious and those that are not conscious. And Cartrell hit upon the point I want to thank the Most High for. We need to start putting out good positive vibes out there for our nation instead of cursing everything they do when we say something good. And Most High, thank you for pointing that out through Cartrell. Why don't we say something good when we say something about our brothers and sisters that are in the negative? And praise Yah. And it's a beautiful thing, this study show. It helps us sharpen one another. I'm thankful. I'm like Avia. I'm so thankful of Sister Yehuda bringing Cartrell into this because I didn't know him, but he's just like a brother to me. Sister Yehuda is just like a sister to me. And Abiyah is just like a sister. We're family. And that's why tonight is called Family Night. And this is just like a great assembly. It may not be a whole lot of people to you, but it's a great assembly. And these are the time you take to give thanks and praise and blessing in the name of Yah. And We want to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. I Elohim. All praise be to you. Hallelujah. All right, fellow students. I know some of y'all can't get y'all Thanksgiving and prayer in this gathering, but you can do so in your home. Take the time out to give Thanksgiving and praise to y'all and to bless your nation and to bless each other and to be constructive and positive, Katria alluded to. And stop trying to hurt one another. Hurt people hurt people. Stop trying to hurt. Try to love, support, encourage, motivate, lift up. Because Cartrell, he so said it so right. We spend so much time cursing each other, we don't know how to love one another. Let's spend some time loving on one another instead of they cursing us, we cursing each other. Where's the love? We need to start loving each other, as Cartrell alluded to, and I agree with him 110%. Well, Cartrell, Sister Yehudit, and Avia, their mic's open. Here's what we said together. We don't know where y'all are going, but we know you're finna get ready to get out of here. We pray that the Most High bless you. We pray that the Most High direct and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. It's not cute. It's not working for you. It's working on you. Stop trying to be a Western culture when you are Eastern people. That's why it's not working for you, and it won't work for you. Also, Sister Yehudit and Aviyah and Katriel, we offer parting gifts at the end of this study session. We offer you a new heart, new spirit. No, we can't give it to you, but we can point you in the right direction. Go to the Most High in prayer today and ask for a new spirit and a new heart. What would this spirit look like? It would look, that spirit would be contrite. When you're wrong, get right and humble to the Most High and steadfast in the Most High. And that heart that we're talking about is just like King David, which the Most High spoke about. He said, King David is a man after my own heart. And you should get that same. If it's good enough for our king, it should be good enough for you. That heart would love the Most High with all its heart, all its mind, all its soul, and all its strength. And it would love his brothers and sisters as it loved himself. Meaning, it's virtually impossible for you to love your brothers and sisters if you don't love yourself. Learn to love yourself. They taught you that you're ugly, you're monkeys, you got tails, you're stupid, you're dumb, you don't look good, your hair nappy, your big lips and everything. They taught you a bald-faced lie. Stop listening to the nonsense. Learn what the Most High tells you about yourself. Stop listening to your oppressors. Start listening to your brothers and sisters, your friends. That's us. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
Good night. Good night.
Yeah.